Welcome to Two Therapists Talking. The hope for this podcast is to talk about important issues related to couples and individuals who are struggling in their lives with many different issues. I'm David Thompson, a marriage and family therapist.
And I'm Sherry Christensen, marriage and family therapist. Please join us as we explore these issues together, and we hope you will learn and be enlightened along the way. Come find us at twotherapisttalking.com. If you like what you're hearing, please get on and rate us and subscribe to the podcast.
Welcome back to Two Therapists Talking. I'm David.
And I'm Sherry.
Welcome back after the break. I hope you really enjoyed the last episode. Maybe you really enjoyed the length of it because it was, I think, maybe 2 minutes. A good affirmations reminder.
Yes. I hope you took time for yourselves and enjoyed some peace and self-care like we tried to do.
Yes, it was good. So I appreciate that we didn't need to record for a bit there.
Yes.
But we're back at it. New year, goals, hopes, dreams, aspirations, all of it.
Yeah.
And we want to pick up where we left off. If you remember, faithful listeners, we're talking about a lot of stuff. Kind of ended on men and women, and we've talked about this a little bit before. We just want to recap. Helpful to know what kind of makes men tick and what they need and what women need. And we've even had episodes on this, but quick reminder. Okay, who is this? Is this a man or a woman? Ready? Core needs appreciation, respect, and recognition.
Yeah, and I think you can say men and women need both,
yes,
right?
But this is true. But mostly who?
It's mostly men.
Okay.
That are going to be looking for that. And women are going to be looking for being loved, heard, seen, protected.
I mean, I'm a man, and that all sounds great too.
Right, exactly.
So all of it is all of us, but kind of we're built a little differently. So
yeah, there's a little some nuances there that feel stronger one way.
Yep.
Like if you were to say, hey, would you rather be appreciated, respected, and have recognition, or feel loved, heard, seen, and protected? If you had to pick one of those groups,
right.
I think men are going to generally end up in the one category, and women will probably will often pick that other category.
Right. So what does that mean? Well, if needs are not being met, we can pick those needs and say if they're not happening, then the system becomes unbalanced and really mostly out of fear. So we've talked before, like fear of abandonment is a big one.
Right.
Fear of I'm going to be rejected or alone. These are big ones, and we all have them. And so we need to be careful of recognizing when the systems get out of balance and how we start to adjust almost subconsciously.
Yes.
To make up the difference.
Yes.
Which it's not usually pretty, as you can imagine, but we're almost in survival mode sometimes at that point.
Yeah. And I think when we're talking about these unbalanced systems and we're talking about needs not getting met, unless there's a really big swing, and even still then usually there are things that both sides can be doing.
Right.
Right. There's pieces that both sides are contributing, right? And of course you are listening to two family systems therapists. And systems therapists come from this perspective.
Right.
Right. That every piece of the system is contributing to various aspects of it, contributing to its success, contributing to failure.
Right.
And so as we look at this, we're trying to look at what pieces both sides can find and look at. Because when we're not getting our needs met, it can be really easy to pull back into your own protectors.
Right. Yep.
And kind of dig in your heels a little bit and say, hey, you know, well, once the other person starts showing up well and starts meeting my needs, then I can show up.
Right.
And then it'll be safe, right? Then I'll be, for women, protected, heard, seen, loved. Then for men, I'll be respected. I'll get the appreciation and recognition.
Right.
Right? With, I mean, I don't want to say unfortunately, because it isn't unfortunately, but for these protectors of ours, it can feel like unfortunately, yeah, for maybe. Sure. We really both have to try to step into doing something different, yeah, ourselves.
For sure, right? Because everybody wants the other person to do it, and they want them to do it first, and they want it,
yes,
done until they feel really comfortable. I want there to really be
proof that right. It, yeah, I want proof that it's going to be safe for me to be vulnerable and step in this space, right? So we're pulling into a lot of Brené Brown here with that vulnerability feeling scary.
Yeah.
And love being vulnerable.
Which, by the way, we've talked about this too before. Vulnerability creates connection.
Yes.
So if you remember that, then if you think of it like, I want connection, how? Oh, well, guess what?
I have to vulnerability, open myself up.
You're going to have to.
Uh-huh.
And it definitely helps too, because we tend to say all or nothing, right? So I have these needs of being loved or heard or seen or understood or protected or whatever. And we have a tendency to say, it's not happening at all. I'm waiting for something to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we pay attention and we're open to it, it happens more than you think.
Yes.
It can be in small ways. And of course, your love language may not be his and vice versa. He may be thinking he's doing more, but it's things you don't really notice. Try to be mindful of that, and you'll probably see that these things are happening in certain ways. And not because that's all you need, so be content and satisfied with that. No, but
right.
If you can recognize that, it's easier for you to do more too, because it feels like something instead of nothing.
Right. And it can help you feel a little bit more comfortable stepping into that exposed.
Right.
That it can feel like that vulnerability is kind of an exposed space.
Yeah.
And the reason why we're not wanting to do it first is because we're afraid, right? We have that fear. It doesn't feel like safe to go first, because here I am exposing myself. I'm being vulnerable. I'm exposing myself, and I'm not going to get my needs met, right?
Right.
But real love also is willing to step in and try.
Whew. Okay, real love. Well, yeah. We've said sacrifice is a good indicator of real love.
Mm-hmm.
If everything's easy, it's probably not too real.
Yeah.
Relationships that have real love, there's a lot of hard work happening.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, I mean, to varying levels, but
mm-hmm.
real love tries anyway. Okay.
Right. It's not the toxic cancel culture things. Yep. It's, okay, where are things at? What pieces can I accept? Where can I still show up? Where can I still work and try? And how can we work this out?
Yeah.
So, yes, with boundaries. Yes, with feedback. Yes, with apologies.
Yeah. Right?
All of those things are critically important. So we need to be able to step into these places where we are willing to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
To recognize that I and the other person are not always going to show up the best in those situations, and it's okay, we can make repair and try again. So if you do take that moment and you say, okay, I'm gonna step into this place, and it doesn't go particularly perfectly,
right,
to be able to not have that protector take over that says, well, but it's never gonna happen, and we just need to back off right now forever. So we want to be able to try again to make repair, despite things not going perfectly.
Right. Which, yeah, repair. Okay. We could do a lot on just repair, honestly.
Right, right. We won't today. but that's definitely something, right? It's like, okay, make a mental note. We should talk about repair. But it does. It does take both sides being willing to step into some of those spaces, to be vulnerable and to practice and to try again. And it does feel hard when there's pretty strong patterns that you've developed together, where both of you have protectors that are coming up strongly. That can feel really scary. And when we love someone and we are willing to step into that space, it's never going to be a waste of time.
I was going to say, never is strong. What's going to follow? That's true, right? Yeah. You being loving is never, ever going to be a waste of time.
Yeah.
So
even if eventually as you continue to make those efforts and continue to be vulnerable and work and say ultimately you don't end up together, or say the other person ultimately isn't ever willing to meet you there.
Right.
And continue to try.
Which happens.
And it absolutely does happen.
So, yeah.
What you have done wasn't a waste.
Right. I mean, if for no other reason, you're building resilience in doing hard, right, good things, which we need. Absolutely, yes. We need. So
in our society, we need that so much. We're very anti-hard.
Yeah.
We're anti-conflict, anti-anybody not feeling perfect about things.
Right.
And so being able to kind of build some resiliency to that, like, it is okay. I am still okay. And even if we didn't end up together, I know that I did hard things. I practiced. I built resiliency. I continued to show up. And I can take all of those skills and that sense that I developed for myself about who I am and the loving person that I want to be. And we can take that with us in all of our relationships.
Right. And that's how you would want to show up in a new relationship anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And to help build. So never wasted effort.
Never wasted.
But not easy. Especially if it's not coming back. So.
Yes. Yes.
So just as kind of a reminder, and we've mentioned this before, I need to put it on a t-shirt and put it on the website. Right. Keep asking my wife to have a merch section.
Yeah.
Because I have all these ideas for like sayings and things, but
I love it.
Put it on the list. Seeing reality at all costs. We've talked a lot about this. That's what mental health is reality is the goal. It is what we're striving towards. It's the standard. And understanding how much our narrative shapes the interpretation, ultimately the information. You can have right. The information, but your narrative will take that in and do some things with it.
Make some different meaning with it. Yeah.
And we all do it, but we're trying to stay in healthy narratives so that we're taking this information and we don't have to change it. We can receive it as it is and accept it. And we're the ones who make any necessary adjustments. So
we just want to be really aware of that. And that's when we're coming to this space of being vulnerable, being open, taking feedback, working with apologies and amends, being aware that as we're being vulnerable and we're stepping out there and saying, hey, I am not feeling like I'm getting my needs met, right? That we are looking at the option, the possibility that my reality, which is the information and the facts that have come in and then the meaning that I've made of those facts, may not always be 100%
right.
Accurate.
Right.
Right. I've decided that this meant that you were doing this or feeling this or had this intention, right? Those things aren't necessarily always correct, right? You go all the rarely, way back.
Honestly. Well, at least again.
At least in part.
Right.
Right? And so, you know, we go all the way back to the example that we use in the empathy podcast episodes with David, right? Coming home late, like, oh, you did this on purpose, right? Kind of that.
You're late on purpose.
You're late on purpose. You hate gatherings and you just didn't want to show up, right? And so the reality, my reality or the reality is my interpretation of the facts, right? It's the facts plus my meaning.
Right.
And that may not necessarily be true. So if we can hold some space for that with our partners, and really with anyone,
right,
as we're trying to undo the patterns that we've created together, where we've created meanings, we've created triggers, and then we're continuing this pattern, it gives us some space to be able to potentially see a different outcome, a different option. And that helps us see our parts of things that we can then shift to show up a little better.
Yeah.
And that's the critical space, is that's what's required of both of us.
Right.
In any kind of relationship, both sides have to be able to take feedback, to recognize that they may not be showing up perfectly and work through amends, and that they may also not be interpreting what's happening
right
in all of the most perfect ways. And we're not saying that you don't have reasons for interpreting things that way. You might have reasons based on past experiences, etc., etc., whether that's with that person or whether that's with other people in the past or childhood things that have happened, right? Like these different traumas, things that happen to us, right? So we're not saying, oh, well, you're dumb for thinking that way, right? But the meaning that we have comes usually from pretty legitimate sources, right? Like reasons. We have reasons for why we're interpreting things. But to be able to open up to the possibility that that may not be what's happening now.
Right. And just a commitment to, I'm okay, even if I'm afraid to do some things here, because the fear takes over and it dictates everything.
Yeah.
For example, we were talking about this before. The ability, I call it maybe an ability. It feels more and more like an ability, like a superpower or a skill or something.
Yeah, to learn. Something you develop.
The ability to be wrong. Just straight up to be wrong. In fact, that's going to be on a shirt. It's okay to be wrong. Isn't that a good shirt?
That's a great shirt.
It's kind of weird if you read that and what are you saying? But it's so hard for us today to be wrong because it feels like we're broken, we're bad.
Yeah, what's the meaning you're making of it?
And you see how that's all fear-based.
Right.
So do you see how much of these interactions we're just reacting in fear? We're saying things in fear. And that's why so much of this is we're trying to come out of a fear-based relationship, self-identity,
viewpoint
on life.
Yeah.
Which,
Protectors that are just showing up.
That's what they're doing, right?
Yep. They're trying to protect from these fears.
Yep.
So as you're thinking about, okay, feels a little scary to be vulnerable.
That means you're doing it right, by the way.
Yes. And I'm going to be okay, even if my partner doesn't necessarily respond perfectly.
Right.
And we can kind of work on this and pull this apart to be able to start working through, okay, where are my needs not getting met? Where are your needs not getting met? And showing up in that real love, trying anyway, having it be okay that I have interpreted or made meaning out of these facts in a different way than the other person intended or what they were doing, to be able to, it for it to be okay for me to be wrong.
Yeah.
And for it to be okay that I didn't show up in my best self or in the way that they were hoping for.
Right. Yep.
And as you're both softening into those spaces, you're going to start balancing out the system and getting your needs met.
Right. And it invites your partner to do the same. So mm-hmm. if you can pull this off, and if you have the patience and the courage, for mm-hmm. real, it's courageous. Yeah. You know, we talked about take all your frustrations to the Lord or to an empty chair, but only take your love to your partner. It's kind of like that, where you do have to be taking those frustrations somewhere. It's just okay. Give yourself permission to not express them at the person for a time, to see how it goes, to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because you, without it going somewhere, it's going to come out on them. And you're trying to be more loving, and you're trying to lead out, and you're trying to do all these things we're talking about. But you've got to take those frustrations somewhere. So support, mm-hmm. prayer, music, hiking, shouting, whatever. Have your outlet for that. But
mm-hmm. okay. So we're going to talk next time about some important personal questions to consider as you're working on this, as you're working on, okay, am I showing up in love? Am I showing up in vulnerability?
Right.
We're going to talk about that a little bit more next time. So join us there.
See you then.
Thank you for listening to Two Therapists Talking. We look forward to sharing more conversations with you. Connect with us at twotherapisttalking.com or email podcast@twotherapisttalking.com. If you like what you're hearing, please get on and rate us and subscribe to the podcast.